Hi, this is Angie here at Shine FM, and it's time for our community spotlight. These are things that are going on in and around our listening area that could affect you and your family. We're doing our community spotlight this morning, and in the studio with me today, Mr. Vaynon DeWitt, who is with One Plus God Ministries. A lot of people call him Pastor Wayne. I don't know why. Vaynon's not a hard name to say, but you're the guy who kind of started One Plus God Ministries. Normally it was Sarah, but she's out enjoying some wonderful time with her family. So I'm glad to have like the guy, the spokesperson.
Thank you, Angie. You make me feel very important. I feel super important. So morning, everybody. It's wonderful to be here. And I'm glad that Angie is here, too. So we praise God that God kept you safe and healthy, Angie, to be here. So
yeah, thank you. I am praising God for that myself.
Yes.
Hey, we are talking missions because that's your life. That's your world.
Absolutely.
You're actually a missionary from South Africa. The U.S.
Yes, indeed. I think if you'll cut me, I will bleed missions.
So. That's true. And so missions is looking really different right now. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually had to cancel all of our summer trips this year due to COVID-19. And by God's grace, I can truly praise His name because we were able to give everybody all of their money back. Mm. We even actually lost some money from the airlines, but as an organization, we simply returned everybody's money.
Yeah.
And so God has been really good to us. And so during this time, missions was especially focused on supporting all of our missionary partners, which we have in about 10 countries all over the world.
Man, I can't even imagine the different countries and what they're going through.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, some of them, the people that have churches in cities, so people have moved to the villages, and so they've just simply lost all income.
Mm.
Some others, like in South Africa, you know, how do you do social distancing in Africa? just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of the areas don't have all the hygiene stuff and all the masks and all this stuff.
True.
And so you just need to take care of your people. And so that brought all kinds of challenges. And so our mission simply shifted to a lot just of supporting our missionary partners going through a lot worse than what we are actually going through here, just, you know, dealing with how to live differently, how to get food, you know, and there's no stimulus packages and all these kind of things that we are so blessed with here. And then a lot of it, Angie, honestly, has been missions to people here. You know, in the beginning, Zoom was kind of fun and exciting, right? And staying home was like, this is so awesome.
Yeah.
I heard people say, oh, we get to play board games again, you know, and great to have everybody home.
Yeah.
And then later on, it's like, I'm going to wring your neck. You know, you
need to, I'm going to go crazy if I have to stay in this house anymore.
You need to leave this house and we need to go somewhere and do something.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting how the emotional and even spiritual impact on people had been just huge as, you know, they shift through things. And a lot of it has shifted to, you know, where is God in this?
Yeah.
Or is this for end times? And how do you deal with these things? And, you know, how do you strengthen yourself emotionally and keep yourself healthy, also emotionally and spiritually? Because all the focus is on how to keep yourself healthy physically, right?
Right.
And so a lot of our focus had been on that. And God, by God's grace, just, we have some awesome testimonies of all of those things as well.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing that is what you say all the time, is that we need to be missions-minded here, there, and everywhere.
Right.
And I know that you do a lot here in the U.S., not just in other countries.
Absolutely.
So tell me what kind of missions-related things you do here in your own, in our own country.
Yeah, absolutely. So a part of the thing is just helping pastors and helping missions committees, you know. So lately I've had a meeting with a dear pastor friend who said, man, I would just, you know, this is a prime time for people. Everybody's talking about, you know, is Jesus coming back again?
Yeah.
And of course we know that Jesus is coming back. We just don't know when, but we are definitely a day closer. And I think there's I think there's some signs around us that's telling us that we need to wake up and do something.
Yes.
You know, I love that song of Matthew West, you know, God, I shook my fist to heaven, right? God, where are you? When are you going to do something? He said, I am. I created you.
Yes, exactly.
You know, do something. And so everybody is like, man, we realize we need to do something. But how do you lead your church into becoming missions-minded? We actually have a four-step program that we call Inspire, Nurture, Connect, Impact, that we lead people to start to live missions-minded every day, everywhere. And said, man, would you come and preach on that and have some teaching sessions on that? And so he took that back to his church, and hopefully he will come back soon and tell me that we have a green light for that. We've been working with some missions committees that say, man, we would just, you know, we want to get involved here, and or we are involved here, you know, help us to do it better or different.
Yeah,
so we work with the missions committees as well.
A lot of those missions committees are really more focused on outside the country, but you really encourage them to think in their backyard as well.
Oh, absolutely. I truly believe the blueprint that Jesus had given us and the plan to inspire local missions is the one feed the other. Global missions get people super excited, and they come back and they see things differently, mm-hmm. through different eyes. They look at the need differently. They are fueled with a spiritual fire, and so it fuels local missions. And as they get involved with local missions, they realize, oh my goodness, God can really use me. I always wondered if he can, but he can, and he wants to, and he will. And that again fuels, you know, man, but I also want to go and do something elsewhere. And so the two feed into each other. Global feeds local, local feeds global. It's not one or the other, and
right.
the other, and they're definitely not also against one another, for sure not.
All right, so this is our community spotlight. Vaynon DeWitt from One Plus God Ministries is here. In a few minutes, we're going to continue this conversation and really get into what's next with foreign missions, I should say global missions. I don't know how you say it, but it's not the ones here in the States. We're going to get back to our community spotlight in just a few minutes. We're doing our community spotlight. In the studio with me today is Vaynon DeWitt. He's with One Plus God Ministries, and we're talking about how missions has changed because of all of the pandemic and things like that. Now, we went to South Africa February. Was it February?
Yeah.
My goodness.
February.
My months have all run together
right
as well.
Right before Corona started in March.
And I remember it was a conversation because we had our temperatures taken when we got off the plane and that sort
right.
of stuff. But it wasn't to this pandemic level just yet. It was a concern.
Yes.
And we got back just in time.
Just in time.
And then everything went crazy. So you said earlier that you canceled all your overseas trips for this fall.
Yes.
Or for the summer, I should say.
Yes.
So how is it changing? What are you doing next? And how does that work for those of us who are really interested in going to missions, but we're just not sure what tomorrow is going to bring?
Right. Well, I mean, the first thing that we are doing, as you can imagine, Angie, we have our pulse on changes. So we constantly talk with the missionaries in the countries. And you can imagine over all the years, we have good connections with people that can tell us exactly, will you be quarantined when you go in there?
Yeah.
Or what are the changes with regards to face covering or social distancing, or how many people can be in the same room, or, you know, what will be safe, what will not be safe? So in the first place, we just, you know, keeping really good track of all the changes, especially, of course, to the countries that we go to.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing that's interesting that we started to do, it's interesting how quickly people can adapt, right? Is we actually, especially with trips coming up fairly soon, like for example, for our listeners, again, just a quick reminder, with One Plus God Ministries, your specific group or specific church, youth group or whatever, or specific church, can contract in a trip with us. So your group, your church wants to go wherever, and we make a tailor-made trip just for you.
Okay.
And then there's other trips where we as a ministry decide where we want to go to, how long, for what amount of money. And then it's open to all,
mm-hmm.
interdenominational, whoever wants to sign up, sign up. So, for example, we have a church group who's going with us in December. So that's fairly close, right? We're not quite sure what could happen still. Things are very fluent still. However, right from the beginning, we arrange a backup trip 3 months later.
Oh.
So everybody immediately knows we are going in December. But if something would change, everything, all your money, all your deposits, everything the exact same country, same amount for the trip, same length of time, same guest house, same things that you were going to do, just shifts 3 months out.
Okay.
So what we do is we go up right to the point where you can cancel with the airlines before you start to lose money.
Okay.
And then we sit down with the pastor and we say, listen, it seems like we are good to go. Or listen, suggest that we rather, you know, use the trip 3 months out.
Yeah.
Or you can go ahead, but here are your, you know, here are your options. And if you do go ahead and something happens, then, you know, we will have to cancel and this is what you will lose and this is what you will not lose.
Whatever, let them whatever make that decision.
Like. But they make that decision.
Yeah.
So we're really excited that that became an option. And we're very, very excited that we were able to set that up with a very nice organization that we work with that helps us with our group bookings. Our open trip, the first open trip, which we pray that which will be far out enough, is our trip to South Africa again. And we're super excited about this one. This is the first trip that we're intentionally doing over Passover, over Easter weekend.
Mm.
So this is the last weekend of March into the first week of April. And we are actually, as part of that trip, going to have from the first day evening where we celebrate, you know what I mean, as a believer, think, ponder, remember Jesus' crucifixion. And then, you know, on the Thursday evening, communion, Friday, crucifixion, Saturday being in the grave, Sunday, Easter, resurrection.
Yeah.
And we are going to enjoy that with our missionary friends and the people that they minister to. And we're all going to be in the same venue and just have an incredible, incredible time together. The venue that we are picking is a venue that are totally ready to handle COVID-19.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And so the way in which their rooms are being cleaned, food are being prepared, people are being spaced out, everything already ready.
Yeah.
So excited about
and
that.
And I know that you guys, I say you guys, in South Africa, you guys know how to celebrate. We just have one day.
Yeah.
But you have a week of celebration.
Absolutely, absolutely.
It's really exciting. I can't wait to try it.
Very exciting. So we're going to have ministry to the kids. Then we're going to go on the safari and going to see the animals, come back, and we go into this incredible time of worship.
Yeah. And this is the whole reason why we're bringing Jason Gray in September, because we are trying to raise money for this ministry in South Africa that ministers to the kids, which if you follow me on social media, you saw all of the pictures of these beautiful faces, these little kids that love, they just expect to be loved. And we just have that opportunity. And so I can't wait to have this event with Jason Gray and be able to share this ministry with the world and help them to raise money for all that they're doing over there. Because I'm sure it's taking a lot more money now that they have to be COVID-19 ready.
A whole lot more.
And the need hasn't changed. The kids still need to go to school because the parents still have to go to work.
Exactly. If I can quickly throw that in here, Angie, we actually lost, because of this whole COVID thing and businesses being under financial stress and all of these things and changes in people's lives, we have actually lost access to the vehicle that transport the kids from these incredibly poverty-stricken areas to the daycare center.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep. And we're actually raising some funds right now to get another vehicle.
Oh, wow.
So that these kids, once they can start back up. Right now, everything's locked down in South Africa, but soon, in a month or so, we believe they will open up again. And these kids will need to be transported. So if somebody would like to contact me about that, they're very welcome.
Wow. That is a big need. I'm not done talking to you, but I got to take a quick break. When we come back, let's talk about we'll continue.
Some upcoming events.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know that you've got some events that are going to be happening, and it's going to be right in our own backyard, and the reason why that we're doing those. So we're going to have more of the Community Spotlight in just a few. We're doing our Community Spotlight this morning. Before we get to that, I do want to remind you that we have a podcast network where you can listen to some really fantastic podcasts that we help to produce and to get them out to you. And one of them actually is from One Plus God Ministries. Vaynon has been in here doing these 8 episodes for season one that it's just about why do we do missions and who goes on missions and what do we have to think about? It's a really fantastic podcast. I love that you bring folks in that have done missions or part of your missions organization. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's called Our Global God. If you go wherever you listen to podcasts and just look for Shine FM Ohio or Our Global God, you will see it. Listen to those 8 episodes. They're really fantastic. And I know we're gearing up for a second season this fall.
We are.
And I've got so many ideas, Vaynon. Oh, I'm just can't wait.
You always have many ideas.
So Vaynon DeVitt is my guest this morning. He is with One Plus God Ministries. And Vaynon, we've been talking a lot about the changes that have happened. And we all want to be able to go and do missions. Those missions are available on the website, oneplusgod.org. Right. You can go take a look at them. You back up everything that you do. You make decisions. People will get their money back if it doesn't happen, etc. Yes. So I don't want to encourage people to be bold. And if you want to go on, especially to South Africa, I'm going back.
Yeah.
I'm ready to go. And it's just so life-changing. But let's talk about some of the different events that we have coming up that are here so you can help people just kind of get back into that missions mindset.
Yes, we all of our events, you know, we make sure there's a ton of fun in it, but we also are missions minded, you know, so
absolutely,
we talk about who is God and what does he want us to do and how does he want to use us, you know, and it always blows my mind that last part that God actually wants to use us, you know.
Yeah.
So in September, we have 2 events. You've touched on the first one just before this. Before we listen to some great worship music, Jason Gray is coming September 13th to the Marysville area. And we're so, so excited. It is a fundraiser for our ministry in South Africa. So a lot of poor to extremely poor people will benefit from that.
Yeah.
And we're very excited about that. The event is free, but there will be a free will offering. So Jason Gray, September 13 in Marysville. Then for guys and their boys, men and their boys, we have a hike-friendly men's retreat the last weekend of September.
Hike-friendly?
Hike-friendly. So we have secured a lovely lodge. It's so popular that you literally need to book this a year ahead of time.
Okay.
It's at Lake Hope. It's right in the Hocking Hills area. So we stay together, you know, and we follow all the COVID rules, by the way. We take on the Saturday a couple of short hikes, like to Ash Cave or Old Bats Cave or, you know, places like that. So it's short hikes that, we have had some older gentlemen go with us that's like 70 plus, and we've had some, you know, young kids, like 12 or so that would join us. And then we had some students that would go like, because some of those short hikes are actually close to each other, if you would make it a longer hike, and they would say, well, we want to hop off here and then we'll just hike to wherever you're going to drive again and do a short hike, we'll just meet you on the other side. So there's actually some students that are like, we want to show
going.
Our muscles and be strong and, you know, and so it's just fun. And then in the evening, we have, you know, sit around the campfire and we share about God. We finish on the Sunday with a powerful worship. And,
nice.
we actually have a guy that leads worship that goes with us every year.
Is that Matt?
No, for this time it will be Glenn Baber, actually.
Okay.
He's been a great friend and just love the Lord and does worship all over, also in his own church and other places. And so he'll be, I think Matt will probably lead worship for us again at our couples retreat, which is the first weekend in November. We do that in Amish country. The women usually love it because they go a little early. And then they shop.
Sure.
Because it's around Christmas time. Everything is decorated during that weekend. We stay in the Berlin Encore Hotel in Amish country.
Nice.
Lovely Christian family that runs the country. And I know you like to laugh. When you laugh, everybody else around you wants to laugh. So the couples retreat, because that hotel actually has an Amish-style theater attached to the hotel.
Okay.
And so on the Saturday evening, we all go to this show.
Oh, nice.
And they do some fun comedy, family-friendly comedy kind of stuff. Absolutely awesome. The couples get their own rooms in the hotel. The meals are fantastic, you know, Amish-style breakfast.
Oh, sure. Can't go wrong with that.
I mean, you just, just absolutely lovely, lovely, lovely weekend. So the theme this year, that first weekend, November 6 to 8, is God's Heart. For my marriage, you know. So when you walk in there, you're going to see a ton of hearts. The place will be, you know, decorated with all kinds of hearts.
Oh yes.
And you'll just—it's
going to feel like February.
Oh, I mean, yeah. And so you're going to have a lot of fun, nice romantic getaway. You know, we've had people that had already started to sign up. Oh, by the way, I should not forget to say that for this specific retreat, our couples retreat in November again, if you register by the end of August or September 1, you actually get a prize break. So
yeah, we love prize breaks.
I've been long enough in America to know that about you guys. So I'm learning. So there's an early registration. And so if you register by September 1, you actually get a prize break.
Okay,
for that.
Very good.
And let me just quickly say that too, because I know the guys especially, they're always like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do that because I don't know, you know, what I all need to share. You're never put on the spot to, you know, I'm not going to point at you.
Right.
You don't have to. I pray that you'll confess your sins, but you can do it in private to your God.
Yeah.
Or you can stand up and confess it to the whole wide world if you want to. But you're not being put on the spot.
That's
to
nice.
Bare your soul and, you know, and put
it. But it is important to invest in your marriage.
Yes, absolutely. And I always say, you know, it's to get away with your spouse, you know. It's when you come there, it doesn't mean you have marital issues or I think it's a great place to go and just encourage each other, or if there is something to be worked on, sure, you can do that.
Yeah.
You know? But it's definitely not, oh, I should go only if I have all of these issues.
So I know that you have a lot of different retreats and events coming up. The website, oneplusgod.org,
yes,
to find out and to register for all of them.
Absolutely.
And I, listen, brand new website, there's lots of stuff on there that you guys can figure out that learn about the different ministries you support, the different missionaries, and just get inspired to live missions minded every day, everywhere, local, global, doesn't matter. It just do it. I mean, we call it missions, but it's really evangelism, and it's really just sharing your message.
Absolutely.
With God's message with the person next to you. So
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter where you do that.
Yes, and people are most welcome to contact me. Our easy email address to remember is info@oneplusgod.org.
Okay.
Otherwise, you can try my name, WYNAND.
If you want to try it.
@oneplusgod.org. So people are most welcome to
oneplusgod.org. It's a great place to go and learn more about One Plus God.
So thank you for having me, Angie. It's been great to spend time with you this morning.
Yeah, and get signed up for some discounted retreats.
Yes.
Well, that is our community spotlight this morning. Thanks for joining us and putting up with all that. We just sit here and chat.
We're community supported Shine FM.